this podcast is for you, the modern man. I'm Dr. Anne Truong, your host. I'm an intimate health medical doctor and best-selling author of the book, Erectile Dysfunction Fix. I'll do a deep dive into sexual health and performance and how it affects men of all ages and backgrounds. So let's get started and be sure to visit my website at sexualhealthformenpodcast.com for more information and resources from the show. See you on the inside. Hello there, modern man. Have you ever wondered if there's a way to get your sex life back without relying on pills, surgery, or even an injection and feeling just normal again? Well, if you're tired of feeling frustrated, or maybe you've been told it's all in your head, or just take this little blue pill, you're in the right place. Because today, I'm going to reveal why those common beliefs about ED are holding you back and what you can do starting right now to restore your sexual function again naturally. I'm Dr. Anne Truong. I'm a sexual medicine doctor, and I have treated over 7,000 men with ED, even my own husband, who overcame ED. I know what works and what doesn't. ED is one of the most frustrating, embarrassing problems you can face, especially when you tried everything and nothing worked. In this video, you'll see why it's not your fault. And most of what you're doing is you're following the wrong playbook and what to do instead to rebuild natural, reliable erection. So many of you silently battle feelings of frustration and even panic and even sometimes shame when your bodies do not respond the way they used to. It can damage your confidence, your relationship, and even your overall health. Sound familiar? If so, you are not alone and you are not broken. As a medical doctor, I've treated over thousands of men, and this is what I see. It's a clear pattern who gets better and who stays stuck. The difference is not willpower or masculinity. It is whether you are treating the symptoms or addressing the real root cause. So I'm going to talk about the three biggest mistakes men make when trying to fix their ED and what actually works. Number one, it's in my head. This is what you're probably thinking. The big first mistake men make is believing it's all in their head. Or if you're thinking, if I can just relax, everything would go back to normal. Yes, performance, anxiety, and stress absolutely matter. But the majority of men, even almost as high as 86% to 90%, ED is not just a mindset problem. It is usually a physical problem showing up through your erection. Blood vessels not opening up properly, nerves not firing as strongly, hormones not in balance, and a combination of all three. Now think of an erection like a coordinated team effort. The brain sends signal to the nerve to carry those signals to the blood vessels, and then the vein get compressed. And then that's what keeps the blood in. And the hormones like testosterone help support desire and drive. If any one of those players is injured by high blood pressure, high cholesterol, diabetes, smoking, or weight, or even low testosterone, then even if your mind is in the mood, your body may not deliver. The real danger of it's just in my head is that it delays real medical evaluation. ED is often one of the earliest warning signs of heart disease, sometimes appearing before symptoms like even chest pain. When men ignore ED or blame themselves, they can miss the opportunity to catch or even reverse deeper health issues where there's still plenty of time. And I see this all the time in my practice. Men will go on for years trying to figure out themselves and find out that it doesn't work, and then they feel frustrated. I have men ranging from 38 years old all the way to 60, trying to figure out themselves, but oftentimes they're ignoring the root cause problem. So what actually works instead of self-blame? Start treating like ED like a health signal, not a character flaw. In practice, what it means is that proper workup. So if you start to feel like you have ED, then get some blood work, measure your blood pressure, check your cholesterol, check your blood sugar, and sometimes even specialized tests for penile circulation, like a penile Doppler ultrasound. Evaluate your testosterone, evaluate your thyroid hormone, look for nerve issues. Like if you're a diabetic, you may be prone to getting nerve issues. Check your pelvic floor. Are you doing your Kegel? Check this video that I made about Kegel here. And then medication that may be interfering with your erection. Once the root problem are identified, treatment can be targeted, like improving blood flow through lifestyle and medical care, or optimizing hormones when appropriate, even supporting nerve health, or by addressing the mental aspects of anxiety and depression. So when your body is repaired, the mind usually calms down because your system finally starts working with you instead of against you. Men struggling to stay hard, most of the time it comes down to poor blood flow. That's why I put together the Good Morning Wood Smoothie, a nutrient-packed blend designed to restore blood flow naturally. My patients often notice improvement in just a few weeks when they take this part of their daily routine. Click the link below to get the recipe and start boosting your blood flow and firmness today, or go to goodmorningwoodsmoothie.com. Mistake number two, I just need the right pill or the right supplement. This is wrong. You may think, well, Viagra didn't work that time. Maybe Cialis will. Or I just need this new herbal stuff that is made in Timbuktu or in Antarctica. Well, pills can absolutely have a place, but they are like a crutch. They help you move, but they don't heal the broken bone. So medication like Viagra and Cialis work by helping increasing the blood vessel so it can relax more, so it can enter into the penis. For many men, they are effective in the short term. However, Viagra only helps in about 70s or so men, because if you don't have enough nitric oxide in your body, Viagra will not work anyway. And so if you're taking the Viagra, it's not treating the root cause, and therefore the root cause, such as damaged blood vessels, or a low testosterone, or nerve injury, or muscle injury, still persists. On top of that, a significant percentage of men do not get a satisfying response. So then they stop the medication because of side effects. So if all your effort goes into chasing the right pill, you never change the soil the problem is growing in. The real game changer is treating the root cause approach that makes your whole system more erection friendly. That starts with lifestyle, such as what you eat. The Mediterranean diet will lower inflammation, improve blood flow, and support healthy blood vessels. And doing exercise, such as weight and aerobic exercise, that boosts circulation and testosterone, and consistent sleep, regulate hormones and the nerve. And then cutting back on smoking and alcohol, which both sabotage your erection. On top of that, there are advanced medical therapy at actually repairing tissue and blood vessel rather than bypassing the problem for her. So things like low-intensity shockwave therapy, platelet-rich plasma stem cell injection, Botox injections are used to stimulate blood vessels growth and improve the quality of erection. So these are not magic bullets. The science is still evolving, but for the right patient under the right medical team, they can be powerful tools for rebuilding erection again and sexual health. So the take-home message is this, guys. Use pills strategically, but not only the only strategy. It can be a bridge while you work on other things such as your diet, your exercise, your hormones, your lifestyle, so that over time, you rely less on the medication and more on your own biology. Okay, modern man, if you're struggling with weak erection, low energy, the food you eat could be the big part of the problem. One of the best research-backed ways to boost circulation, support healthy testosterone, and improve sexual performance is the Mediterranean diet. It's packed with food that open up your blood vessel, lower inflammation, and fuel your hormone naturally. I've seen men notice real improvement in both energy and erection within weeks when they shift to this style of eating. So check out the Mediterranean diet link right here below and get that as soon as you can. Stronger testosterone and better erection. Mistake number three. You may just think, well, maybe just normal aging. The third mistake is the quiet resignation. I'm getting older. This is just how it is. While ED does become more common with age, it is not automatic. It is not untreatable part of getting older. Let me say that again. It is not untreatable. There are many men into their 60s, 70s, 80s, and beyond who enjoy strong erection and active sex life because of their underlying health is well managed. Well, I've treated patients in their 80s who's had 20 years of ED, and now they're back to having sex five times a week with their 79-year-old girlfriend. So I have seen it firsthand. So when ED is labeled as just age, it often hides the fact that it is actually just untreated disease. Problems like decreased blood flow, diabetes, low testosterone, and nerve damage tend to accumulate over time. So if nothing is done, erection weakens. But if those issues are discovered and addressed, function like erection often will come back regardless of how old you are. So the most important shift is from passive acceptance to proactive management. Ask yourself this, is this really just age, or is it age plus extra weight, plus poor sleep, plus high stress, plus no exercise, high blood pressure, diabetes, blood sugar? Be honest with yourself. When those factors are improved through better diet, such as the Mediterranean diet and exercise, high quality sleep, stress control, and medical optimization like for diabetes and high blood pressure, men frequently see stronger erection, higher energy, and better mood. For some men, additional tools are needed. Yes, like the penis pump, Kegel exercises, and stem cell therapy, what I talk about for like platelet-rich plasma, shockwave, and Botox. These options are not limited to young guys. Older men often do very well when treatment is tailored to their health status, medication, and goal. The point is, do not write yourself off. ED at any age is a signal to not a life sentence. All right, so what really actually works? The Get Hard system. Haven't seen what does not work and what does work. This is a science-based approach that actually looks like. The philosophy behind the Get Hard system is simple. Stop treating erection like an isolated problem and start treating the man as the whole person. The goal is natural erection restoration, helping your body recover its own ability to get and maintain an erection rather than locking you into a lifelong dependency on pills or surgery whenever possible. So if you want to know if the Get Hard system is for you, apply down below to see if we can work together to restore natural erection again for you. And also know that I have other resources here, and the Modern Man Club is there to support you in this journey. You are not alone. We have a community of men and community providers that can help you get out of ED into sexual function again. Check it out at the Modern Man Club at noedman.com. And just know you are not alone. You are not broken. And there are alternatives to get out of ED. And you don't have to take the pill or have to do surgery. So if you like this episode, it will mean the world to me if you click notification and subscribe and share this with somebody that you care about. A lot of our viewers are non-subscribers. So if you are a non-subscriber, click that subscribe button right now. And it will mean the world to me. And then also, let me know about what you think about this episode. Comment below. And I will see you in the next episode, Modern Man. Okay, Modern Man, you are not alone and you don't have to suffer anymore. ED can feel isolating, frustrating, and even defeating. The endless guessing, The quiet shame, the weight of not feeling like yourself, it's exhausting. But here's the truth. You are not broken. You are not alone. You don't have to figure this out alone anymore. The Get Wood Now Boost Program is your step-by-step path to sexual confidence and restoration. No more suffering in silence. No more trial and error. Just real solution, real result, and the confidence you deserve. It's time to take back your power on your term. Let's get this journey started together. Check out the course at getwoodnow.com. I'll see you there. Thanks for listening to the Sexual Health for Men podcast. If you love this episode, then please take a screenshot on your phone and post it on Facebook, Instagram, or wherever you post. And be sure to tag me and let me know why you like this episode and what you like to hear in the future. That will help me know what's great for you, and I would love to give you the most incredible free gift designed to help you improve performance quickly. Go to my website at sexualhealthformenpodcast.com to get the book, The 5 Common Costly Mistakes Men Make When Facing ED. I would appreciate it if you subscribe, leave a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen, and just know that you can have sexual vitality for life. I appreciate you. Until next time.